B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Peyton, yeah.
Yeah, and he was hampered with an injury at the time too. Yeah. But they targeted him, they went after him, and I'm just not sure what he is at this point. I have no clue. I don't know if he is a guy that can play outside and be a cover quarterback.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
There's a lot riding on him, man.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you look at Avonte Maddox still, Rasul Douglas. Who showed some flashes as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of breaks out down over camp. Is Jalen Mills going to be an outside guy? Is he going to get moved to the slot? Is Sidney Jones going to be an outside guy?
I mean, the good thing is like they have a lot of versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge deal to have that kind of versatility in your secondary.
Yeah, you can't have enough depth at that position. Because with the way the league is now,
yeah,
teams just... The ability, the rules for wide receivers and quarterbacks, it's just set up. You got to have some really good quarters.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. Hope you left a message there. If you did, listen up. If you didn't, maybe you leave one this weekend and see what you got. Let's see what we got today.
You mean to tell me they just traded Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul and some draft picks? What? Oh, wow. The West is going to be crazy.
Yeah, crazy, man. It's going to be unbelievable.
I'm surprised that they've moved up as high as they have in the odds based on that move. That Houston's gone to be the fourth best odds to win the title now with that move. Can those two play together?
No, I don't think that's a title-winning team.
I don't either.
All that is a way to... You're adding another superstar. Listen, if you're Houston, see, they've reacted too quickly. They overreacted early to their exit. So, like, they were going to blow everything up. They fired their coaches, their staff. A lot of their staff they did. They did their scouts and all. And they were going to blow the whole thing up.
Wow.
And then the whole thing gets turned on its ear. And they go, well, wait a second. We're still around.
It was incredible when I saw the news come out last night from Woj. I mean, we were thinking Miami was the team, right?
Yeah.
That could possibly land Russell Westbrook. Well, now Miami, according to Woj, turns out to be the team that could land Chris Paul. Houston ultimately, as Woj reported, wanted to find a third team in the destination for Chris Paul, but leaves that to OKC to execute the next step. And one of the teams that's a possibility for Chris Paul is the Miami Heat with Jimmy. But right now, Jimmy's on an island down there in South Beach.
Yeah, I could totally see. First of all, Chris Paul does nothing for OKC. By the way, Chris Paul doesn't want to play in OKC.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Chris Paul, why do you want to be there on a bad team? You might as well just either get the buyout, figure something out. So the Miami thing works. The problem is that the contract is so absurd that... I don't know how you get around the contract.
Yeah, the contract, he was 1 year into a $3/$4 million deal.
Yeah.
He's making like $39 million this year and $43 million next year. All right, that's the thing. You got to trade dollars, too.
Right. So, that makes it a little tricky.
Hey, it's the What If guy. Sorry I haven't been in touch lately, but I'm trying not to drown in all this rain. This is awful.
Mm.
Just get me to fall already. I want to wear a hoodie with shorts. A little breeze.
I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Expand the wardrobe. The rain last night. I was coming back from dinner with my wife and the girls in the little Texas Roadhouse for dinner. And it was raining, Anthony, so bad. I'm on 202. And I'm following a tractor trailer. And it was like I was following a boat because there was a wake behind it. The rain was coming down so heavy, and it was the roads were, it looked like a river. I know there was some cataclysmic scenes all over the Delaware Valley and some really unfortunate things. I know there's a mother and a kid that passed away, I think in Berks County or something. Just horrible, this rain. It is dangerous, the flooding.
It's unbelievable. Last night, so it was unbelievable. So last night I'm at Parks, right? So it's like by the time I walked out of there, it was like 7:30, quarter of eight. The storm, like these storms are, they're from another world.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
I never heard thunder that was nonstop. Like, you know, it's movie, like theater thunder.
Yeah.
And like these lightning bolts,
yeah,
like lighting up the sky, and the buckets, like you said, of water that just come down. So we're all like, there's like a group of people of us, and we're standing under like outside Parks, right under the awning,
yeah,
the covered part, right. Now I parked in a lot,
oh.
All right, so I had to walk. So I was waiting for it to slow down. I waited 45 minutes.
Yeah.
For it to slow down. Like, and I didn't feel like, I'm like, do I just, because it was far in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like getting completely drenched. Like, I don't mind, you're gonna get wet, big deal. But it was one of those, like, if you step out for a second, you will be drenched to the bone.
Yeah, it was like stepping under a waterfall.
And you know what the word, like, and I'm walking, and the water had no time to drain anywhere. So I'm walking down the slope, and the thing sloped.
Yeah.
And the puddles. You know what the worst thing is? Is when you step in a puddle that's deep, and you go ankle into the puddle.
Ankle. Yeah. You got,
right?
The wet sock on.
Oh, the worst.
And then you got to sit in the car, and you got to put the air conditioning on because it's so humid out, but you're freezing because of the effort, you're all soaked.
Yes, yes, yes.
This call is for that clown that called up questioning Embiid's heart. See, I hate guys like you because you're just f***ed off because he's an NBA player with a Brazilian supermodel girlfriend, okay? And all your cool water cologne and banana hammock was only good enough to get you Ashley from Wawa.
Ashley from Wawa.
No, but that guy was a hater. I like, listen, he was. He was a calling. How could you say... Like, how could you sit there? The guy was in Los Angeles, 3,000 miles away, and he's questioning the dude's heart. Like, amen, Simmons, saying that Embiid and Simmons don't have the heart or work ethic. Like, no, dude. Like, how could you make that like, I'm not getting another man's heart like that. Look, if the guy is not a worker and is a guy that over 3 or 4 years throughout time shows you that, all right. But you can't make that assessment. And by the way, you look at both of them, they're both dead in shape.
Well, look at Embiid, the way he came off the floor when the season ended, too. He was shattered. Does that mean he doesn't have heart? Does that mean he has
you
heart?
Know, like, I don't know. I heard people read into that. Well, I don't. I mean, you know, why do we have to be, geez, so, you know, it's so nasty, really?
Good point. See, I appreciated that call because it brought us this.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
Jason, it's Gabriel. Time for the boys now to get back to business and start off the second half of the season the right way at the Bank Park tonight, followed up by a fireworks celebration. I enjoy the Roman candle, the long cylinder structure, and the way it spits fire. Oh, my.
Oh, I tend to agree. You could do various things with a Roman candle, too. But I always approved of the bottle rocket.
You guys are crazy.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel, time to get back to work. I hope the boys had a nice respite. Enjoyed their time off.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Me personally, I drove to the creamery at Penn State and sampled several ice creams. Didn't swallow any of them. I brought my spittoon.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Yes. Well, it's no easy task for the Phillies getting back to work. I'll tell you that.
I'm just happy they're back.
Yeah, Washington out of the gate, Ant.
Did you miss Gabe? Over the week?
No.
Neither did I.
I didn't miss him at all. Honestly, I didn't miss here. I missed Gabriel. That's our man, Gabriel. But I didn't miss him. I didn't miss anything with him.
You missed the bring the heat caller more than...
Oh, yeah. I loved the Gabriel.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
So tonight, it's Pavetta Strasburg. Tomorrow, it's a Fox game tomorrow, Nola Corbin. And we still don't have a pitcher for Sunday yet against Scherzer.
I'm still guessing it's Arrieta.
So we're just going to hold off on the information, TFN.
If not, they go with the opener. They're probably going to see how he feels. He'll probably throw a bullpen.
I love an see opener versus Scherzer. What's the line on that game?
-400.
So it's all of this has prevented us from getting the matchups against the Dodgers at the beginning of the series as well, because you don't know if Arrieta is going to go on Sunday or how they're going to handle this rotation and how much is that bone spur affecting Arrieta, especially after the rest. It's going to be his next start may be the one that determines whether he gets put on the injured list or not. Or maybe he ends the season, I guess. How you handle this situation? I don't know. I don't have the medicals, but we'll see how it plays out. And that could be the determining factor in how they act at the trade deadline. That was, by the way, that was Bring the Heat. And we do it every day right here on the Midday Show. So if you want to get involved, hit the phone number at 610-771-9751. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. Find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Anthony in Robbinsville is on the Fanatic. Hey, Ant.
Oh. Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about some Sixers, how they've been doing the offseason this year. I really like what Elton Brand did in terms of like the whole starting lineup, and I think Jay Rich was definitely an upgrade, just because JJ really couldn't defend anybody. I was really hoping they'd keep him and have him come off the bench, just be like a good bench scorer. But what I'm kind of most worried about is what I've been worried about, like the same problem kind of last year, and where the bench scoring is going to come from. I'm kind of curious what you guys think in terms of that.
Well, the bench, you don't have a guy coming off the bench that's just going to rain threes.
Yeah, I think there's this, and I understand it, but I think there's this feeling that they need to be perfectly built before the season begins. And there's certain things that I think you can get during the season, during the deadline, during the buyout. And I think you give, how I would do it is, I would go through the first half of the season. Look, if Kyle Korver wants to sign here, I'm in. Like, come in and shoot some threes and that's that. But yeah. How I would look at it is, I would give those kids every chance to play. All right? I give Shake. I give Matisse. I give Zaire. I give those kids every chance to play. I always go, guys, just go play balls to the wall. Let me see what you got. And then I make a determination at the deadline.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I look at our guard positions in particular coming off the bench, like Zaire and Matisse. I just don't think they can consistently score against a second unit.
Here's the thing. Like, we don't know what they are or they're not, right? Like, I can't tell you. Like, in the second unit, you're going to tell me Matisse can't get a couple open threes? By the way, do you want FanFest tickets? Because I think that's why you called, right?
Yeah.
You got it, buddy. You got it. Perfect. You got it. But look, just to answer the point, like, I get what you're trying to say. Like, oh, my God, I want this guy. Can he score? Listen, we got to relax. Let's see what those kids can do. Can Matisse Thybulle hit an open three? Well, we'll find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. It's the same way people are completely overreacting to Carson Edwards. Now, again, he may turn out to be some crazy, instant offense kid off the bench. But let's just wait and see. Summer League is an entirely different animal. I see a lot of Summer League beasts, all right? Now, he may be, and the Sixers may have missed out on something. But let's wait and see. Like, let's see during the season, Thybulle and Zaire and Shake, and let's see what kind of roles and what they can do. Can they give you 8-minute, 10-minute stretches? Can they D up? And that the beauty of where the Sixers are is that you can play with those guys and see what you got. Like, you got enough that you're going to win a ton of games and be a first or one or two seed.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about
so,
that.
But meanwhile, you allow those guys to kind of get their feet wet, see what they got, and you can judge them. You get to give them some playing time.
Yep, especially Thibault, because this is a four-year guy. Yeah. Well, I watched the game the other day. I think it was Tuesday afternoon. I'm watching the game. I'm just watching him run the floor. Like, the way he runs the floor, like, he can get up and down the court. He looks more ready than a lot of rookies do because he's older and he's more mature and he's physically bigger. And so we'll see what he can do. And he's been a defensive specialist. That's been his kind of his earmark, but he can shoot a little bit, and we'll see. I like the way he looked in the game I watched the other day. Just the way he moved. I'm going, oh, wow, this guy just gets up and down the floor good. You can see those things, and he's a much more physically mature and mentally mature kid than most rookies that come into the NBA. Just the fact of the matter. Rodney in Philly is on the Fanatic. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Rod?
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. It's been years that, like, I was like, man, I can't wait for football. I can't wait for the NFL. Man, I can't wait for the NBA. Like, this, like,
all those
like,
we've been hearing today.
I know. I feel the same way.
Like, it's like, you really don't know who's going to win. And the fact that the Sixers is, like, my team is, like, a part of that, like, it's, like, I'm just excited, man. Like, and like, I'm not going to lie, like, even though I'm a Sixers fan, like, I've been a KD fan since like, 2009. And, like, when they traded James Harden, I knew this was going to happen because KD didn't like that trade at all. And, like, I knew he was going to I wanted him to leave, but I didn't want him to go to the Warriors. But, like, you know, it is what it is. But, anyway, like, I'm just happy that the NBA is, like, balanced and it's like the Hunger Games right now. It's like everybody's trying to be good, trying to get that, you know, trying to be the best. So I'm just happy that my Sixers is a part of it. And, man, it's...
I know, because you know why? We haven't experienced this, right? Like, you know, we haven't experienced the Sixers being a favorite going into it. Exactly. Like, even this past year, right? Like, they weren't really a favorite. Like, we all thought Golden State... Right, we all thought going in, you know, they would be good and they would fight with Toronto and Boston, but even going into the season, the team was changed three different times, right? Yeah.
Didn't even have Jimmy or Tobias.
So right now we're like, you know, this is awesome, and you know what, Rod, this is why the process was worth it. All right, everybody who said this is why the process is a success. All right. You want to say, it won a championship, whatever. You're in the conversation, and that's what that thing had to do.
Exactly. And, like, I just feel as though that, you know, of course we got to worry about the shooting and, like, you know, our bench. I think that, like you said, like, I think that they should let the young guys play to see how they to see how they play in the role. Just, you know, because it's all about, you know, how you going to play in the playoffs? Because the season is all about, you know, just like...
setting yourself up for the playoffs.
Exactly.
Hey, Rod, you want a pair of tickets to FanFest?
Exactly. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Right, you're in. But, you know, the funny thing is this, Ant, is the reason why it's even more exciting for me right now is you see all of these things happening around the NBA, and they are big. The biggest names... going to different places, all of this excitement that the NBA is generating, and the Sixers are in that mix to face maybe one of these teams in a final out of the West. They're a team that can win the championship with all of this movement. And now, I don't know if parity's the right word for the NBA or more like evened out, but look at the parity in the Western Conference now.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you had into last season with. This super incredible deep team and Boogie Cousins signed with the Warriors last year to make it even almost more absurd.
Yeah.
And then you're going into this season. It would suck if you were in the process right now with all this excitement of just the NBA and not being a part of it.
Yes.
Sixers are a part of it.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes.
So,
and that's why.
It takes it to the next level for me.
That's why when I argue and argue and argue, process, the process. The process worked. All right? Like, you know, whether or not it goes into a parade down Broad Street, that's the gods. All right? That's what the fates. That's what happened. You know, it's health and everything else. Four doinks. Right? That's the gods. But you got to be in a position to win a championship. And that's why they needed to tank. They needed to end the cycle of being in purgatory, of not being able to draft. Yeah, you know what? Did other teams like Milwaukee do it in a more impressive fashion? Like they drafted Giannis and got unearthed gold? Yeah, they did. But as a Sixer fan, I don't care. All right? Like they couldn't do that. Whatever regime was there before,
wasn't
this
happening.
They failed, all right? Even Hickey, right? I mean, I love Hickey, but even Hickey, what did he get you other than the chalk? I could have drafted Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and done it. I mean, we all know that. But the point is, at least he did the plan.
He stuck to
which
it.
Which was, we're going to be awful, so be it.
And we're not going to hit on every guy.
And then we'll worry about, we'll get a couple guys, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
He had
the stones to do it.
And that's why you think at the end of the, you think this season, as we're going on a team that's a championship type of team, do you think we're going to be caring about what happened 5 years ago?
No, you live in the moment.
Right.
You live in the moment. And the amazing thing, too, is with all of this, a topic of our discussion today was not Eagles or Sixers. We've heard several calls today saying, man, forget about the Eagles for a minute. I'm more excited for the Sixers.
Well, and again, it's new. I listen.
And it's fresh with everything going on.
It really is. It's fresh. It's new. It's cool. Like, you know, and again, the Sixers didn't win the Super Bowl 2 years ago. If the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl, you best believe we're going to be like dying of thirst. You know, most of our audience, they weren't alive in 1983.
Good point. Right? Yeah. You know,
we were kids.
Yeah, I was 11 years old. I hardly remember it or the celebration of it, the elation of beating the Lakers and sweeping the Lakers in the final. I don't recall, like, I don't have the feeling like the Flyers of ever being a champion. I wasn't mature enough at 11 to really be able to comprehend it. You know what I mean? It's been since, like, the Flyers catch a lot of crap because it's been 40 however many years.
Right.
And look at the Sixers. You ain't far off.
Right.
It's 83. So let's not get, you know, cast stones and act like the Sixers have been piling up titles and stuff. And not only that, the Sixers weren't even getting the finals.
Right.
Flyers got to about six finals since then.
I hear you.
So, but it's time for both.
Yeah, I hear you.
In a big city here. 610-632-0975.
I got something for you.
What do you got, bro? What do you got?
I want you guys to react to this coming up.
Oh, yeah? Something good?
But this is from Pro Football Talk.
Oh, really? You got a little nugget?
Owners have proposed an 18-game season.
Yes!
But with a 16 games per player limit.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
So your backup quarterback.
Whatever, that's cool.
Has to strategically play two games.
Yeah, who cares? Yes.
Well, that's like...
Yeah, I'm in. You give me... You know, look, I know you want to be a tease, and it's a great thought to tease it. I'm going to tell you right now, I love it. I'll do whatever I got to do to get two more NFL games.
You had Bolton over material, too. Oh, you think you're going to pick my team to play your backup against?
Great. Listen, that'll never go through anyway. That proposal?
That part of it.
But that's all right. I love it.
And who suggested it? Is it the owners?
Yeah, the owners talked about it.
Give me some Sudfeld. I don't care. I'll take a little Sud.
The players are going, if you're going to put 18 on the schedule, we have to have the ability to play 18. Because what are you going to do when... Is your kicker exempt?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to really have to expand rosters. The PA likes that. But players would go, I'd rather just play 18 and pay me more.
Maybe. Yeah, I think you're right. Actually, I do.
Yeah.
Who cares, though? Yeah, two more games.
You just want more.
I just want. Yeah, 18. Yeah, I'm in. I'm telling you. And you know what? But they got to start it later, though. Like they got to run it through February. You can't start it in August.
Yeah, you get the
only. You got to do double buys. They got to do double buy, and you got to start it after Labor. Keep it the same, and just extend the season.
try and find a way to play in
it's too hot. First of all,
better climates.
As much as I love
in February,
as much as I would love that football start in the middle of August, it's too hot. Football's not a hot weather game.
No, we just need the weather to stay fall for 7 months. Late October weather for 7 months.
Well, there is temperate. But we didn't get any snow last year.
Yeah.
I mean, all this talk about, oh my God, a February snowstorm's crippling. But what snowstorm did we get last year? Nothing.
No, nothing.
It was 40 degrees. It was cold, but, you know. Right, Nat?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's all cyclical. Yeah, your attitude when it comes to football is more, more, more.
Yes.
You're a glutton for the new 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Clock Hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right. 1:30 Friday. Pretty soon the weekend goes over. And pretty soon we have real sports. Now, give me the pitching matchups. Come on, there, Chewiness.
Veta.
A little
Strasburg.
A little preview of the baseball show tonight. That's right.
For the Phils this weekend?
Yeah, Pavetta and Strasburg.
That's
tonight.
Game one.
And what do you got as the number, Jace?
On the betting line tonight. So tonight's game, they get back at it, kick off the unofficial second half of the season. The Phillies tonight at home, Anthony.
Dog?
Yes, plus 129.
Ooh.
Minus 139 for the Nats. Pavetta Strasburg.
That's bad.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that to be that kind of underdog.
Pavetta's been terrible against the Nationals in his career, too. I think it's like 1-6.
Yucks.
He's going to buck the trend tonight.
Tomorrow.
Right, tonight.
Nola Corbin tomorrow.
Right, Nola Corbin. And then Scherzer on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. Versus Jake. TV determined.
Jake's going to want to pitch, don't you think?
I would think so. But we'll see if he can move his arm. Opener. I was talking to Ricky Batalico earlier this week. So he joins the Fanatic Baseball Show every Wednesday.
Nice.
And I asked him about the bone spur issue, and he said he actually had it in his career, and he was about to go onto the, at the time, disabled list. So he was going to get surgery to get it shaved off. And he's sitting there in the bullpen expecting not to pitch, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and they say, Ricky, we need you tonight. And he said, all right, because you can pitch through it. It's just... You can't grip the ball as well. You can't locate as well.
It really affects your breaking pitches,
yes,
apparently.
So Ricky was like, all right, I'll just throw a bunch of heaters. Now, it still hurts when you're done.
Well, sure.
So, I mean, apparently Arrieta can pitch through it, but he's also not a reliever. He's not throwing one inning. He's going to be throwing, hopefully, six.
Yeah. It's a combination of two things to determine on him. It's a pain management issue.
Yeah.
And it's also going to be, you know, at this point in his career, he just can't go up and just throw fastballs.
Right. I mean, that's that. He hit two guys with two changeups against the Mets, yeah, probably because of the bone spur.
Hmm.
Then he said he was going to dent his head. Todd Frazier.
Good.
Not with that.
Todd Frazier's a punk. No. For complaining about getting hit by a changeup, come on, dude. Hoskins has been hit like 12 times from the Mets this year.
I agree with you. I completely
agree.
He's
a punk.
I agree. you're a whiner. He's a why? He's a baby.
Ah, the 84-mile-per-hour changeup.
It's like getting hit by Jamie Moyer. It's like
getting hit with a fastball.
It's like getting hit with a feather.
I agree with that.
It's like getting hit with a wiffle ball in the hip.
So I got to bring sandwiches now?
Yeah.
For the fishing trip?
Yeah, you can go by your shop there, pick up a couple of hoagies, pick up a couple of primos.
Well, see if you're allowed to first. I don't know what the rules are. Are there rules and regulations? Are you allowed to bring food on?
Yeah, you're going on a boat.
I'm just asking.
Sure, I guess. Yeah. He's the one telling me. I don't have kids.
Sure. Yeah.
You want me to bring frozen Doritos?
Yes.
Like Dorito
and
pop.
Cold Chinese
like,
food.
What kind of nut, what kind of goofball?
It's not like there's ice on the Dorito and you're licking it off.
Dorito pops. You wacko that you are.
It's on a stick.
Yeah.
Popsicle stick.
I'm not putting in the ice cube trays and like putting water
on
them.
That's insane, man.
We need to get some sports that matter again going because we're finding out way too much information about the cast of this program.
Yeah, it's not good.
It really is.
Listen, I'm getting a lot of support.
I got Captain Fumo.
My friend's on Twitter and the pigeon who called in earlier. I got a lot of support with the cold Chinese food.
Captain Fumo?
Captain Fumo's my guy on Sunday morning.
You got to send us some pictures.
All right. Yeah, we'll tweet it out.
I got to see the hall.
Monday. Yeah.
I got to see what your boys reeled in. Yeah, I want to see you strapped into the chair with
What do you think the odds of me catching a fish?
All they're going to do is they're fish. Then they get one on the line. They'll come over. You reel
I
it
just
in.
Want to see the boys catch a fish.
I want to see you like strapped in the chair with cranking it.
First of all, I love water.
I
love the ocean and I love the boats.
You don't get any kind of motion sickness?
No. I love boats. I do. I love the water.
Pack the Dramamine.
I'm an Aquarius. That's my.
It's your sign.
Yeah. So I'm a water person.
Yeah. Good job.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. I just want the kids to catch a fish.
When I was out a couple weeks,
flounder. And my last son weekend. Is like, what's that?
Yeah, when I was out last weekend.
Yeah, you caught a bunch of them.
I caught five keepers. I caught seven total.
Damn.
But I was just on the beach. Like I wasn't on a boat anywhere. So I was just on the beach casting out. And
Brigantine?
Yeah. The one rod that we have has two hooks on it. I hooked two fish my first cast.
Wow.
Brought a boat.
You put the thing on it that's got
wait, you're on the beach after the storm you did this?
It didn't rain that day. It rained the day before.
And just surf fishing?
Yeah.
So you just...
Yeah, it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody was on the beach. I tried earlier in the day, but I think there was too many people in the ocean. So that probably scared the fish away.
That's pretty awesome.
And then 5 o'clock when early morning
is a good time to go surf fishing as well.
Yeah.
Or in the evening. You go in there and get up to about your waist and cast away, man.
Then I ate the fish later on that night.
That's fresh.
Like a real man.
By the way, I love this 18-game schedule. I love. It's like my man Dr. Kim. He says, global warming good for February football.
Oh, jeez.
That's my boy Dr. Kim.
We're going to be playing a game.
He runs the hospital, you know, Dr. North. Kim.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Big media. He's awesome. We have some heavy hitters listening to the program.
The intelligence quotient going up with the listeners.
What up?
Down with the cast. Mike in Warrington on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? It's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just started pulling out a giant. My bad. I wanted to talk about the Phillies, but you guys got me so pumped about the Sixers.
Hold on real quick. Were you at the giant grocery store?
Yeah.
Was the robot in there?
I didn't see him. That's the new one in Warrington. I actually work overnight in Flower Town. We got the robot.
Yeah, you know? I got the robot walking around in there
what
now.
What do you mean the robot?
There's a robot in my giant. I don't know what it does, other than
maintenance. It's annoying. It goes around and tells people.
Is it like
people,
Mikey misses the lawnmower?
Kind of. I don't know what it does. I don't know if I'm supposed to interact with the robot. Like, what's going on, robot?
It tells you where spills are. Basically, it's all about spills and maintenance. They're trying to cut down on the maintenance help. Really, is what it is.
It's a sin, man. Yeah. I mean, people's jobs.
I always got to reroute with the heavy cart.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk by them.
You know how much that thing costs?
Good, man. What's up, problem?
$30,000 that thing costs. It's insane.
Oh, man.
What if you cracked it with the cart by accident?
Yeah, then can we get a real person back?
Yeah,
tell
I
me about
so.
The spill.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I just... I don't like the thing.
First of all, Mike, you got FanFest tickets, all right? Because you deserve
awesome.
After having to deal with us during this conversation,
yeah.
You deserve them.
You guys are great. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for years, you know, and this first time talking to you guys, I've called once, but I mean, I'm a big 4-for-4. You know what I mean? I love the Flyers. I love the Eagles, the Sixers.
Awesome.
You know?
That's great, buddy.
You know, it's sad. I really hope the Phillies can pull it together. I went down on my birthday, May 29th. It was the last time I actually seen them play very well. I mean, they hit like 3 back-to-back home runs, and I haven't seen them play good since. So,
well, hopefully they're going to have a good second half. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. Get your FanFest tickets. We'll see you there coming up August 24th. All being presented to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, we've mentioned several times today about the press conference they had over at the Sixers practice facility. And one of the newest Sixers, Josh Richardson, talks about playing for an NBA championship contender.
I actually talked to Coach Brown the other day about, you know, what we want out of this season and the way we want to play. I think it sticks to what I want to do. You know, he said defense is where we hang our hats at. We share the ball, and we're playing for a championship straight up.
There you go.
I love it.
Now, is he allowed to say it? He's allowed to say it.
Well, he's recounting a conversation that he had with
Brad. We're playing for a championship. It's not saying we got to walk to the finals. I'm not making on down that road again, but he just didn't say walk to the finals. You know, Oh, Kawhi's left, so it's a walk in the park. Where you going for a walk in the park? What's that from? Where you going for a walk in the park?
I'm not sure. I don't need more context.
Where you going? Where you going? Where you going for a walk in the park?
Is it Goodfellas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where? What's the scene?
Henry's leaving, going somewhere.
Right. But where are they?
They at the...
They're in jail.
Oh, that's right.
You remember?
He's going out to deal drugs.
Right. Remember?
He picks up the package.
Like, Paulie's playing cards.
Where
they got
going?
The scotch. Give me the scotch. Pretty scotch. Remember? And then... Because
he got the shipment in.
Right. And then you saw Henry. Right. You saw Henry. He's putting his sweatsuit on. And Paulie, where are you going to go? Are you going to walk in the park? So bad that we know every little scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this photographic memory. 610-632-0975. Top of the hour. Mikey Misses got you 2 to 6. We still got a little time here to get back to the phones. Stay tuned. It's the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Get excited!
All right. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel.
We're going to have crazy storms this weekend?
No, it's supposed to be nice this weekend.
Is that right? Good.
Yes.
Perfect. It's
supposed to be a nice weekend. No rain until next week when I look and I see thunderstorm, 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 thunderstorm.
It's that time of year?
That's yeah, but this isn't always what it used to. This is what
it's extreme this year.
These storms are, again, I don't know what the hell's going on, but these storms are, they're not earthly storms.
It's like the Day After Tomorrow movie.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, it's like a stupid movie that you watch. Like, you know, I like those disaster movies.
It's going to happen soon.
I saw the other one, Geostorm.
Were you an Armageddon guy?
That was the aliens, though, right?
That's Bruce Willis and...
Asteroids.
No, that was stupid. That was out on that. Weather interests me. Asteroid, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing, like, interesting about an asteroid. Just, you know, false.
Do you like Twister?
Nah, you know.
That's weather.
Yeah, I know. Listen, the tornado's a tornado. I'm, you know. But nah, I was out on the tornado.
How about The Perfect Storm? Remember that movie with George Clooney?
Yes. On the boat?
Yeah.
I'm a seafaring person, yes.
I love that movie, too, because yeah, I love movie. Waves.
Yeah.
And the wave footage was great. That's why I like to watch The Deadliest Catch, just because
I
love high seas.
Yeah, I'm a high seasman. I agree with you.
Tommy and Fox Chase is on The Fanatic. What's up, Tommy?
Here you go.
What's up,
buddy? What's up, Tom?
Can't wait.
Fired up or what?
Give me 52 weeks of football. I don't care.
Dude, can you imagine if we had 18 games? How great that would be.
Because I just can't. I can't get it. I can't wait for it. I can't. College and pro, I can't wait. I'll be in Notre Dame in September, but give me the
Eagles. Oh, are you really? 52. Who are you seeing? Who are you going to go see?
We're going out to see West Virginia, I believe it is.
The Mountaineers. That's really awesome, dude.
I believe that's the game we're going September 14th or something like that.
Very cool,
nice early
man.
Game. That's great.
Hey, Jason, by the way, no disrespect. I need to say hello to you, sir. I've been listening ever since my man next to you moved over to this station. This thing's been locked into me 24/7. You're war on me, buddy. I can't. I'd love to meet you someday.
All right, well, but come Anthony, to FanFest.
Well, you're going
to
meet us at FanFest, yeah. Brother.
Anthony, I got to tell you, that guy from California, I just came back for 2.5 weeks out there. You know what? There ain't nobody got heart out there, so don't worry about it.
I'm heading out next week.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hope you're going south, San Diego.
Nah, I wish I was. I wish it was vacation. That's okay. Going for work. That's a great one, though, man.
I'll tell you, my God, I had you guys beautiful. On speaker system on the beach. They looked at me like I had three eyes. They had no clue what I was doing. It was awesome.
Tom, you got to do us a favor. You got to come to FanFest.
Oh, man, I would love to, guys.
You got love it. To. You got to hold on right now.
Thank
all right?
you. Thank you
got it, brother.
Thank you, Tommy. Put Tom on hold. He's going to be at FanFest Let's go to Adam in Chester Springs on the Fanatic. Hey, Adam.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Fantastic. It's Friday.
I love your show. Love you guys. The energy is great.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate Adam. What's going on, man?
I want to end the show the right way. I'm excited for the Sixers. I'm excited for the Eagles. Phillies will get there. We got a playoff team right now in Philadelphia.
The Union.
We got the Union.
The Union. That's right.
First place. We got to get excited about
they are good. They're good. They're good. You're right.
They're looking real good. They just signed their coach to an extension.
Jim Curtin.
2020.
I love Jim Curtin.
Beautiful man. We might have three champions.
I love
that.
I like
Andrew,
it, man.
Give me the Union song.
That's right. There it is. Play the song.
Get excited.
Adam, you're going to Fan Fest, Adam.
I love it. I can't wait to see
you. Hold on, buddy.
We get the whole Sons of Ben. Shooting his car. That's Fan Fest.
Listen, do me a favor.
Who's back there? Who's in the back?
Who's in the back?
Josh is back there.
Oh, Josh. I love Josh.
Love Josh.
Tell Josh, everybody on hold. Sean, Rob, TK, Derek, and Los. Oh, wait. Get Los up here real quick. He's got a tip for me.
What's up, Carlos?
Los.
Hey.
You got a tip? I'll give you the Fan Fest ticket, too. Where you got a tip?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be away.
Oh, okay.
Because I just looked it up. I'm a long-time brigantiner.
You got to hurry up, Los. Give us the tip, buddy.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Give it to me.
Okay, you bring your own food. Bring your own cooler. You're all going to be on a pontoon boat. You're not going to go out in the ocean and sit in a chair, you know, to fight. What you're going to do is you're going to drift the inlet and the bays for flounder. You have an excellent chance of catching something. And, you know, when little kids catch a fish, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's the fish finder. You know the fish finder? Oh, good.
The fish finder. Yeah, I know exactly where it is. It's right next to the Brigantine Museum.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's
right
awesome.
On the main strip end. And Jason, I'm an elk member in Brigantine also.
Nice. I'll stop in when I'm down there next week.
Thanks,
and
Carlos.
You know, there's one of the Kennedys live in Brigantine. Did you know that?
No.
Patrick Kennedy lives in Brigantine.
Nice. Oh, I did not know
there you
that.
Go. That's cool.
Thanks, Carlos.
Do me a favor.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Carlos.
Appreciate
it, buddy. Do me a favor. Get everybody, tell Tyler, everybody.
FanFestic.
Josh, tell Josh, everybody gets FanFestic.
Josh, everybody gets FanFest tickets.
There you go. Remember the Brigantine Castle back in the day?
I do. I do. I love the Brigantine Castle.
I'm not sure when they took it down or what happened.
It burnt down.
It burnt down.
Yeah, that castle burnt down.
I looked it up. It was a sketchy burn down because it sold and then somebody didn't like something. Yeah. Insurance, shady. And all that stuff.
Tommy and
shady.
And Hendry were in there.
Look at Mikey Miss
decorating a Christmas tree.
My shirt today. And my shirt.
Tommy and Hendry in there decorating a Christmas tree.
By the way, make sure when you go through Brigantine, drive the speed limit. Like exactly on the speed limit. They will pull you over if you're five over.
It's when they make the money.
Just want to let you know.
Thanks.
Looking out for you.
You gonna be out down there?
No. I got tuxedo fitting tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Mikey Miss coming up next. Buddy. And you get to see a shirt on the television program.
My shirt. Beautiful shirt.
And our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Check out Andrew tonight on the baseball show at 6 o'clock and tomorrow with the bro, 8 to noon. I'll be on vacation yet. Have a great week. I'll see you the week after. Enjoy it. And you'll be off next Thursday and Friday. The bro and Junis will be filling in on that day as well. But Mikey Miss is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mike coming up next right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.